You're listening to SBS News.
Even before the vote counting finished, the result was well known. Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen will stay in power for another term. The former Khmer Rouge commander has ruled the Southeast Asian nation for more than 30 years. His opponents say they're not surprised at the result. Last year, the country's Supreme Court dissolved the Cambodia National Rescue Party, or CNRP, a credible challenger to Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party. The CNRP had narrowly lost the last general election in 2013. One of the party's founders, Sam Rainsy, now in exile in France, says the outcome was inevitable.
There is no surprise. This is a sham election with a foregone conclusion. So Mr. Hun Sen seems to be victorious, but it is a meaningless victory because he won without any real challenger. Prior to the election, he dissolved the only credible opposition party. So there is no surprise that he wins with a landslide victory, but it is really meaningless.
Meanwhile, former leader Kem Sokha is in jail, facing charges of treason. Mr. Rainsy says he believes, except for China, no country will recognise the election. Several governments have voiced concerns over its legitimacy, and numerous election monitors, including contingents from the United States, Japan and the European Union, declined to participate. Cambodia's National Election Committee has put voter turnout at around 80%, although those figures have been disputed. Human Rights Watch's Phil Robertson sharply criticised the poll's lack of authenticity heading into the voting.
Well, unfortunately, this Cambodian election is not going to be genuine, and it's not going to be free or fair. The problem is that the opposition party, the CNRP, which won 44% in the local elections in 2017, has been barred. You're talking about an election without an opposition.
Election officials, however, have been full of praise. National Election Committee spokesman Dim Sovanaram says everything went smoothly.
We are so proud to organize on time, regularly, 5 years a time, the election, national election, communal election, and we are proud to do, and we have enough experience since 1998 until now. We are independent, we are proud of what we are doing.
Six elections have been held since Cambodia emerged from decades of war and genocide under leader Pol Pot. The son of a former official in the CNRP, Kong Monika, has created the Khmer Will Party to try to challenge Hun Sen's domination of the nation's political landscape. He says the suffering of Cambodians continues.
I think that Cambodian people suffer a lot, human rights abuse, land grabbings, and many other issues. And we hope that the new government will provide all the respect to the human rights and judiciaries, independent judiciary systems, and also some other sectors such as health care, education, high standards so that people can get access to all those services.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.